Welcome back to the Radio Cafe. I am now speaking with Cliff Fagenbaum, founder of Green Money Journal, which has been covering sustainable business and investing since 1992. You're now in your 21st year. Earlier this year, Fagenbaum was named as one of the top leaders in trustworthy business thought by the Trust Across America organization, and Green Money Journal has been honored by Etney Reader as one of the best of the alternative press for several years. So welcome to the Radio Cafe, Cliff.
It's great to be here. Always enjoy being on community-based radio. It's great.
Well, and you talk a lot about community, and you're here celebrating 21 years, and you're now involved in the Santa Fe community as well. Can you talk a little bit about the beginning of Green Money Journal, and then ultimately what brought you to Santa Fe?
Well, I started Green Money after I was working in a hospital in the Northwest and found out that my 401k plan had several mutual funds in it that were full of tobacco stocks. And I thought, well, how inappropriate for a healthcare institution to have this. So I thought, I need to make basic informed financial decisions. And I wasn't finding the kind of information I wanted. So about 6 months later, I started a little four-page newsletter. And a friend of mine was an editor, and we put some information together on what was called socially responsible investing at that time. And just really, that's how it took off. And in truth, it kept getting a lot of support. And within a year of us being published, Paul Hawken actually mentioned us in the Etney Reader in a sustainable business issue. And that just sent us on a fantastic orbit to be out for a year and to have somebody that famous recognize our efforts. And so there was a lot of stories like that as the years went by of getting online in 1995 and then having a book deal brought to us in 1997. And so there was always things that were pushing us and pulling us forward to continue this message.
And you also write about kind of hesitating about that book deal, right?
Yes, I did, because it was we were approached by Bloomberg, Bloomberg Press, and that the fact is that I said to them, I don't know if we can work together because you believe in profits and we believe in principles and profits. And they said, no, we see this coming. We think it'd be great. We won't edit it heavily. Please do this. And so in 1999, we put out Investing with Your Values, and I actually wrote it with a former Santa Fe resident, Hal Brill, who's pretty well known here in different circles. And so that was a big achievement to have a book published by somebody. You know, we went to Wall Street and did a big thing at the Bloomberg headquarters and stuff for the book.
Well, I think we need to talk about what is sustainable investing. Now, in the segment we just had, we spoke a lot about the whole range of people who have money and about saving. And for people who do want to invest and do want to follow those values, explain to us what sustainable investing is and why it matters.
Great. I just really enjoyed your previous guest because I think that getting conscious about your money is really a goal of Green Money. It's helping people understand the relationship, those messages that they are bringing forth with their money that, you know, came from their parents. Because before I get into some of the principles, I came from growing up in Malibu to moving to Washington State and watching my dad go bankrupt. And he died of a heart attack, money stress, I believe, and family stress, etc. But he was only 47 years old. So I got a variety of very strange money messages. I kind of knew what not to do, but I didn't know what to do. So I had to find some people and some information to kind of guide me. And and that's one of the reasons we write Green Money, is because we want to invite people into that conversation about money and their influences. And to tell you the truth, it doesn't take a lot of money. You can open a PAX World Fund for as little as $250. And that they've kept that same initial amount to open an account since 1970. So,
a PAX World Fund.
Yes, it's a balanced fund.
Okay.
It's a mutual fund. We can talk about that a little bit later. But if you'd like, I can get into the sustainable investing principles a little
please,
bit.
Please do.
There's kind of four areas where people look to screen out things that they don't believe in or they don't want to profit from. So I ask that question of what is it that you want to profit from and what don't you want to profit from? And that's a really important question for people to ask themselves. So for me, I don't want to profit from tobacco, alcohol, gambling, slave labor, environmental abuses. These are not things that I want to profit from. On the other side, what do I want to profit from? I really like renewable energy companies. I really like organic and sustainable ag companies. I like technology companies. And so,
community radio companies.
Oh, yes. Media. Good media.
Good media, right.
And so those are the start of where you have the conversation. Then the community part, the impact investing, which is a whole nother aspect of this, where you can put your money into community loan funds or banks and credit unions. Here in town, we have the HomeWise organization that actually has an impact note that you can invest in. We have the Permaculture Credit Union.
Can you just define impact investing? What exactly does that mean? Something that you can see directly has an impact?
Well,
Excuse the silly question, but no problem.
It's a very widely used term these days, from J.P. Morgan all the way down to green money, the term impact, because the truth is that every financial decision you have has an impact, mm-hmm. from the way you shop at Whole Foods or not, to the, you know, where you get your hair done, you know. So impact investing is something that's came out of community investing, where it's really, it can be international aid relief, but that's moved into an investment funds now. Like Calvert Foundation has an investment fund that you can look at issues like job creation, low-income housing, daycares, all kinds of really interesting things, and a sophistication. This is where huge foundations have gotten into impact investing. I don't mean to have such a wide-ranging conversation here, but it's a wide-ranging field, and that's the exciting part. This is really growing.
And here in Santa Fe, I mean, you mentioned HomeWise. Is there other impact investing people can do here in Santa Fe?
Well, I would say HomeWise is probably the most sophisticated. Having the Permaculture Credit Union here in town, you can also have a savings account with them, a Visa account, a CD. I do my banking, you know, locally. It's important, Los Alamos National Bank or First National Bank of Santa Fe. So impact investing has a lot to do, I think, with local investing as well. So when I talk, impact investing can be your city, your state, the country, regions of the country. Like there's funds that are available for really impact, helping New Orleans. So it can be regional or it can be international. If Africa is your thing, then there's really ways to invest in Africa safely. And that's important. The last strategy in sustainable investing is shareholder resolutions. So that's if you're a shareholder in a company or in a sustainable mutual fund, a socially responsible mutual fund, then you have the opportunity to vote your shares to influence how the board and the management of that company conducts their business. And that's an increasingly amount. Well, there's an increasing amount of power there because shareholders are coming together to influence companies. Because the truth is that all of these issues, from environmental impact to the keeping employees happy, are bottom line issues. These all affect the profitability of a company.
Absolutely. You, having been doing this for 21 years, this evolution, and you say it was called socially responsible investing. What is the new term? Sustainable investing. Can you talk about some of the changes in people's attitudes that you've personally viewed in your experience with Green Money Journal?
Well, the truth is it's a lot easier to have this conversation than it was 21 years ago. People seem to understand it more. Major companies, probably, I think all of the Fortune 500 companies are now putting out a sustainability report. Now, the quality of those reports and the honesty and the transparency and the accountability of those reports, there's a spectrum. But this is a conversation that is much more frequent on CNBC or even the Wall Street Journal. They will address it, maybe not positively, but they will address it because, like I said, these are all bottom line issues. And that's what it's really about for individuals as well as, you know, investors.
I mean, I've certainly noticed that entering into the mainstream, and what I see, a lot of greenwashing, like you say, you know, Dow Chemical talking about its new great green product. And I think that people still need to do a great amount of research. And what is really wonderful about the journal is that you go into so many different areas. In the most recent one, you even talk about GMOs. And I think that getting a wider perspective on what kind of financial developments and business developments are occurring is really important for somebody who wants to be a savvy investor.
Well, my day job is filtering to the relevant. There is so much coming out, and there's so much happening that we have actually taken green money from quarterly to next year. We're going to go monthly with our e-journal. It goes out to 25,000 folks. People can sign up at greenmoney.com for free. And because we really feel information first, it needs to be out there so it goes all over the world. We have readers, you know, every corner of the earth, and so it's very, very exciting for us to see the enthusiasm and the growth of this. It really is an amazing amount of things that are happening out there.
Can you address the concern that some people feel that socially responsible investing or sustainable investing equals lower returns? I mean, somehow in our minds that it has to be very barbaric to have a high return. What is the reality of that?
I think that reality has changed in the sophistication and the maturity of the sustainable investing industry. I think we have better people working, we have better managers working, there's better companies to invest in. So I'd say the performance is equal, if not better, in a lot of different funds. You can take a slice in an article or in a magazine or whatever, they can take a little slice and say, oh, this shows this for the whole industry. But the whole industry is very, very different because some do more community investing, some do more shareholder resolutions. Some don't do negative screening. They just do positive screening. So they just want to get into a cutting-edge green company. Others do all of the four strategies from, you know, screening out, screening in, community investing, and shareholder resolution. So it depends, and this is something that we feature as kind of a mutual fund chart of, there's actually over 200 screened mutual funds out there. So we kind of take and show some of the best through different organizations that we work with.
Nice, at greenmoneyjournal.com.
Yeah.
Can you talk about this concept that I love, slow money movement?
Slow money was started by a gentleman named Woody Tash, who, in fact, I was just up at a conference with last week. And it's really about slowing money down, because money moving so fast on Wall Street doesn't really help anybody. It doesn't really, it's just blips on a screen. And he's very much into bringing money into sustainable agriculture, because he comes from the foundation world. And about 1%, if even that, in the foundation world, invest in sustainable agriculture. Yet, we all eat. And healthy food, as I really like to talk about, organics help the land, the farmers, the workers, our health. You know, it is a win-win on so many different levels that it's sustainable ag is something that we're going to spend more time, we have been, and will increasingly, in fact, our June issue is totally about that, that we have planned for next year, and it will be something that we'll address. But slow money is really bringing money down to earth, is what Woody says. And so it's not a payoff in 6 months. It's not a payoff in a year. It's really about a 3 to 5 year process, because taking a farm from conventional to organic takes 3 years minimum to get the organic certification, to get your soil cleaned up and healthy. And so these are real investments. This is, we're investing in ourselves. And that's what I like to say about investing is you're involved, you're invested. So, you know what you own.
And you refer specifically to agriculture, but is there also a slow money application for what Donna Sagan was speaking about earlier in terms of take the long-term approach? I mean, don't do these kind of quick trades. Can that also apply to this idea of look at something you really like, be invested in, and be there for the long haul?
Yeah. I calm down.
Right. Calm down. Find a good one, but I guess it is about finding the good one.
It is about finding the good one. It's about finding a good mutual fund, too. And that's, like, I've owned Pax World's balance fund for, 20 years. And I got my girlfriend to open an account, and she's so excited to see those balances going up. She invests, I'm sending this much more in. I'm sending this much more because I believe you've got to create avenues for your wealth. So if you don't know how to open a mutual fund account, really, it's that basic. Go online, paxworld.com or greenmoney.com, and open an account. It's pretty easy. And you only need a little bit of money, like I said, $250. But it gives you a place where the next time you have $250, you can put it away. And away is kind of good because, rainy days seem to be coming more often.
Right. And again, on your website, there was an article you had about even this year's organic award winner. So you have a lot of kind of background information that people can find through the journals. It's worth checking out. And I want to just end on a larger question with the Happiness Initiative and we're talking a lot about changing this economic paradigm. I mean, changing the idea that goods and services are the only return, that GDP is the only important measure of financial success and of success in general. Do you foresee a time when we can actually change this, when we can start reflecting on a better kind of measurement for success in this country, one that includes sustainable farming, sustainable businesses, new energies?
Well, I think that's really where it's going, because we don't really have a choice. We can't burn everything that Chevron or Exxon has in the ground and stay alive and stay healthy. We see those pictures out of Beijing of what an uncontrolled profit first motive, people second motive does to our environment and to our personal health. So this is really an investment in ourselves. And so I'm very encouraged, actually. I'm quite optimistic because I see so much good news coming to us, coming every day over my email. So many new technologies and so many things. Yes, we have a lot of problems, but the call of our generation is really to create those solutions, to create an energy source that doesn't kill us. How novel. So there is technologies that are out there that are coming that, that's part of what sustainable investing is we're investing in our future.
I've been speaking with Cliff Fagenbaum, the founder of Green Money Journal, celebrating 21 years. You can sign up for their e-journal. Thank you so much for being with us today, Cliff. We're going to take a quick break. Afterwards, I'll be speaking with Michael Bergen and this weekend's Celebrating Survival theatrical production. Thank you so much.
Thank you.